One of the things that you've campaigned on is an expansion of Medicaid under mm-hmm. the Affordable Care Act. And while that system is set up so that the federal government would pay for the vast majority of that, Alabama would have to pay some of those costs.
Yes.
Where would that money come from?
Part of it would come from the infrastructure and the basically the tax revenue that we could generate off of going into a more resourceful use of our energy resources, recycling, et cetera. That'd be one way. The other way would be to do the lottery. Back in 2015, when I first announced I was running, I actually had an interview with Brandon Mosley, and talked about my plans on possibly implementing a lottery. And it'd go towards education and then, of course, to healthcare, because healthcare would be the second most important thing, you would say.
One of the criticisms of the lottery is that it disproportionately affects those who are poor.
Right.
Presumably the people you would help through an education system, through healthcare. How much of a concern is that?
Well, it is a concern to me because I don't want, of course, those who were allowing to receive benefits from the state, whether it's EBT or, whatever welfare that they get. We don't want them spending the money on that, obviously, or not taking care of the responsibilities. But most of the people I've met, in my life that play the lottery aren't the lower income ones. It's the middle class, the upper class. Most of the lower income I've met, they want food. They want daycare. They could care less. But nonetheless, we could also look at doing a endorsement, such as like what we do with EBT, where we don't allow people with EBT or SNAPs to buy alcohol or tobacco. We could also implement something like that towards the process of getting the lottery tickets if it becomes a problem.